With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. effort against Iran has been very effective. In a nationwide speech last night, the president defended the war, and he also said that Operation Epic Fury has been very effective in eliminating what he called the threat of the Iranian regime.
The country has been eviscerated and essentially is really no longer a threat. They were the bully of the Middle East, but they're the bully no longer.
And the president says the U.S. military still has some work to do. Mainstream media headlines often portray the rising generation as rebellious and disconnected. But in part two of our series on Tim Gegline's book, What Really Matters, the focus on the family, Vice President says his study of demographics indicates there are better days ahead for America, especially among young men aged 18 to 25.
Again, no matter where you're at in the country, this demographic of young American men say they are far more interested in traditional values. They want to be married. They want to have children. They are motivated by faith and religion. They want a continuum of a faith life. And
Wall Street tumbled in early trading today.
I'm Damian Tracy, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks fell on Wall Street and oil prices soared Thursday. The S&P 500 shed 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 494 points or 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.5%. The price of U.S. crude oil jumped more than 10%, topping $110 per barrel. The moves follow a Wednesday night address from President Donald Trump. He did not offer a clear timetable for ending the war with Iran. Stocks had been gaining ground over the last several days on hopes that the conflict could end soon. Damian Troisi, New York.
This is SRN News. Kansas has passed a law to protect pro-life pregnancy centers. Here's Michael Harrington.
The measure bars any state or local government from forcing a pro-life clinic to, quote, offer or perform abortions, offer abortion drugs, counsel for abortion, refer for abortion, or promote abortion in any way. The bill was vetoed by Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, but the legislature moved quickly to override and did so by wide margins. Republicans accuse Kelly of being pro-choice unless a woman chooses to keep her unborn baby. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 25-year-old mentally ill Spanish woman who was not suffering from any terminal illness has taken her own life through physician-assisted suicide. Novelia Castillo fought a 2-year legal battle with her family over her right to do so. As the family struggle unfolded, Castillo's case was closely followed in Spain, which passed legislation in 2021 legalizing assisted suicide. This is SRN News. Hershey says they're going back to the basics with some ingredients for Reese's.
Hershey says they're shifting back to classic recipes for all Reese's products starting in 2027 after the grandson of Reese's founder criticized the candy company for switching to cheaper ingredients.
You've got peanut butter on my chocolate.
In a public letter published on Valentine's Day, Brad Reese says he bought a bag of Reese's mini hearts and found them inedible. He accused the company of diluting the flagship brand and abusing consumers' trust by introducing new products but replacing the original ingredients.
And that is Donna Warder reporting. President Trump's White House ballroom is expected to win approval from a key agency today. That's days after a federal judge ordered a halt to construction unless Congress allows what would be the biggest structural change to the American landmark in more than 70 years. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down by 150 points. More on these stories at srnnews.com.